A tough one last night for the Coyotes at Gila River Arena. Tie game with under 4 minutes to go. They fall to the Kings 3-2. Here to talk about that and the season in general is the first-year head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, Andre Tourney, who joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Coach, thanks so much for your time this morning. How are you?
Very good. Yourself, guys?
Doing well. I think we'll start there. I think there was a time early in the season, and with this being earmarked as a rebuilding year, a rebuilding process for the Arizona Coyotes, the level of competition wasn't so great night to night early on. But this team, as the season has worn on, at least through my eyes, has become a lot more competitive on a nightly basis. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the effort was there since the beginning. The boys always worked hard, always been proud of their effort, but no, we're more competitive. We're creating more offense. We're in the game every night. We have hope to win, and we expect to win every night. So that is that's a good thing. It's create some frustration on our side in the sense of when you expect to win or you're right there, and you lose like last night, create some frustration. But that's a good thing. That'll help as well the learning process and part of it.
All right, Andre, here's what I want to ask you. Your nickname is Bear. Where did that nickname come from?
Well, it's nothing really special. I was, my family name and my name is French. And when I was with Hockey Canada, I was we were the Ivanlinka tournament, and the size of my hands, and I Bear Hockey at some point, and the coaches started to call me Bear, and now about everybody in the world call me Bear. So
That's good enough. One of the things that I do want to get into, you've got a very, very good reputation as being a youth hockey coach. You've got a real gift at relating and teaching young players. I think given what might be coming forward with draft classes and rebuilding the Coyotes, that's really going to come into play in the future. What is the secret to reaching and teaching young hockey players?
There's a few things. First of all, you need to put your ego aside and not coaching them for what you want, but what they need. It looks simple, but it's really important. Sometimes as a teacher, as a coach, and in the only when I played, it was the way of the coach or no way. There were no coaches adjust to the player. I think now the new generation and the way to be more effective in your communication, you need to adapt. Some personality need need you to be more firm. Some guys need to have more fun. Some guys need more detail, more explanation to understand all the process and how you want to do it. So you need to be able to adapt your message. That is one. And two, you need to be clear in your message and have, like I said often, it's one set of rules. You cannot have less gray zone as possible, less gray area as possible. So you cannot have, if you do that, you will have that reward, but the guys beside will not have the same reward. I think there's a line you need to draw. And that has to be as clear as possible, and has to be the same rule for everybody. You cannot have 22 set of rules in your team.
Yeah, Andre Tourney, the head coach of the Arizona Coyotes, our guest. To follow up on that, Andre, to hear you say coaching a player for what they need, not necessarily what they want. How many times, with that being the philosophy, do you run into a player who's going to offer resistance because maybe they just at that point of their career they don't know what they need, and how do you fight through that?
But, one thing I would turn down in the other way. There's no player who doesn't want to be better, and there's no player who don't care. Sometimes they look like, but they do care. They do care a lot. There's no player who wake up in the morning and it's water practice day, and they say, today I will be terrible. I feel like be no good today. They want to be good every day. They want to. And we're fortunate to be in that league. And you do what you like in life, you want to stay there. So whatever the stage of your career, you can be 35, 36 years old and had success in the past. and be in the last year of your contract, you know what? You want to stay in that league. And if you want to retire, you want to retire in your own term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's, and you play in that league for 15, 16 years. You're used to do it the right way every day. You don't want to change that, and that's part of your DNA. Or you can be a 22 years old player who want to establish himself in the NHL. You want to make a room for yourself in that league, or you want to grow your role in that league, or you want a bigger contract. You want your place with the sun. You always have something to chase, something you want better. It's same thing than you guys. How many mornings you say, you know what, I'm pretty lucky in my life. I think I should have less. I think I should make less money. I think I should work more hour for less.
Yeah, that doesn't happen, Andre.
No, it doesn't. That's same thing for the hockey player. They want more for themselves. So if you present that the right way,
yeah,
to those guys, they want to be better. They want to do it. There's no way, if it makes sense, if you do it the right way, there's no way the guy will say, no, I don't, I cannot get better. If I get better, we'll play more, we'll make more money. That's not what I want. Come on, that's all
right,
what he wants.
Right, so exactly.
It's not that complicated. It's the same thing than your boss. Your boss meets you and he starts to challenge you or whatever. Okay, you may take it the wrong way. But if your boss say, hey, listen, I thought of something, and if you do that, I think that will help you and will make you better or whatever, and you can have a discussion with him. You will get out of his office, and there's a big chance you will say, hey, that's, if I do that, I improve by 1%, 2%, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You will do it.
I love the story where Bill Armstrong talks about how he watched you for a couple of hours working with young players, and you had no idea you were being watched by a guy who is now somebody you're working with hand in hand. I think that's a great story. Tell me about your relationship with Bill. Are you guys on the same page when it comes to the vision and the future of this hockey program? Are you guys in alignment with one another?
Yeah, that was important in the in the interview process and everything too. You know, I like to build stuff. I like to create the culture. I like to cultivate a culture. I like to, I did it in the past in junior program. And for me, that's the base of it. Arriving somewhere and just playing guys and try to get the best out of them today. And that's it. It's not, What fuels me is to build a program, build a culture, build a way to behave every day and all of it. That is what I like. So I've been GM for a long, long time as well. So that kind of stuff really motivates me. So in the interview process, I had a great job with Hockey Canada. I had stability with the 67s. It was important for me to go somewhere where it was more than just coaching in the NHL. It was the vision, where we're going, where we want to achieve. And there's no shortcut. You can shortcuts and try to push to make the playoffs, but then you will try to make the playoffs for the next 10, 15 years.
Mm.
Instead, if you build the right way, you take your time, you're patient, you pay the price, then you build a team who has a chance to win every year, not a chance to make the playoff every year. I think I have a lot of respect for the program who make the playoff on a consistent basis, don't get me wrong. But the team I want to be the Chicago Blackhawks of the last decade, or I want to be the Tampa Bay Lightning of now.
Yeah.
That team who can win every year. And Tampa Bay has a chance to win again this year. They just won 2 Stanley Cup in a row, and they have a chance because they took their time. They went piece by piece, and now they have good balance in their team. And now they make a push, and good for them. They have the right culture. They have stability in their organization. They draft right. They have a way to do things. If you play for Tampa Bay, you know how they will behave, how they will play, what's acceptable and what's not. So that's what I like about that kind of a program, and that's what fueled me as a coach.
Andre, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Really enjoyed the conversation. Best of luck for the rest of the season. Hopefully we can do this again soon.